Good afternoon and welcome to our virtual meeting. It's 1:30 PM on May 18th, 2021 and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. In accordance with Governor's Proclamation 20-28.15, we are holding meetings remotely. Online today we have Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Commissioner Tony Olson, John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, Ann Spangler, our General Counsel, Melissa Collins, our Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, our Assistant Clerk of the Board, and Jenny Rich, our Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute and turn off the camera on your devices when not speaking. I'll ask for questions or comments on agenda items as each item is discussed. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Some questions can be answered during the meeting, while others may require more time. Please indicate you'd like to speak by clicking raise hand, or if joining by phone, dial *9, and I'll call on you at the appropriate time. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda, commissioners? Okay, hearing none. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Comments from the public is item 2 on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second on the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So first up, we have item 2, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? Please state your name and last name for the record. So I will call on Mr. Deal. He has his hand up. Good afternoon, Mr. Deal. You can unmute yourself.
Hello, this is James. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what happened. You're muted again.
Okay,
There we go, now I can hear you, sorry.
Okay, this is James Deal, your favorite commentator. So these comments are addressed to your attorney. And because Lloyd's of London will not underwrite anything having to do with electromagnetic radiation, it is impossible for the PUD to buy insurance for the cancers that smart meters will cause and the adverse reactions, because there's a significant number of people who are incapacitated by the radiation from smart meters. And it's particularly hard on people in apartment buildings, especially those who are close to all the meters. Now, these people are not malingerers. They're not imagining this. There are videos where you can see the change in the heart rate when there's a smart meter operating or not operating. And a California court has recognized that this constitutes a disability that LNI, Labor and Industries, will have to pay for. And is the attorney going to inform Labor and Industries that this is an uninsurable casualty? So, and this brings up another question. Who does your attorney represent? Does it represent John Harlow and to do whatever John wants? Or does the attorney represent the best interest of the people? So you can't get insurance on it. So when you sell the bonds, are you going to inform the bond company that there are uninsurable hazards? Or are you going to just hide this fact? So, and then we have to talk about an environmental impact statement. Are you planning to do an environmental impact statement? If you're not, you should be, because we know that this causes cancer, and it's not just the radiation from the meters, it's the radiation from all sources, but the smart meters will contribute partially to the total load of radiation, and therefore will be one of the defendants if there are cancer lawsuits. But you can't buy insurance against this. So you're in a pickle here. And then there's the issue regarding the scope of the easement. So we have hundreds of thousands of easement agreements, and the law in this state, pretty much everywhere, is that the scope of an easement is limited to that scope which was contemplated when the easement was entered into. So these easements were entered into contemplating that people would have a grounded, surge protected meter that would not catch fire, and against which there could be insurance. And now you're giving them a meter which is not grounded, not surge protected, which causes cancer and other disabilities. So this therefore constitutes a trespass, an invasion on property, diminishes the value of property. So is the attorney going to remain silent regarding all these issues? This constitutes an assault against people. Now, some people are more sensitive than others. So the current approach by these smart meter evangelists is just to ignore these people or to act like they are just whiners and complainers. But they're not. These maladies are recognizable in courts as disability. So you're going to be harming people. And again, are you going to tell the insurance company? So that's the conclusion of my comments. And then, of course, there's that it's going to raise the rates. You have to raise the rates when the meters are on all the time. They're using electricity constantly. You're going to be spending $300,000 a month or more on this bond issue. The meters have to be replaced every 5 to 7 years, whereas the analog meters will last 40 years. So the rates will have to go up. Everywhere that they put in smart meters, the rates have to go up. So they call for, they make possible time of day charges. So you can charge them more at dinner time when most people are cooking and they're running all of their appliances in the dryer and everything else. But do we really need that in the PUD where 85% of our energy comes from from hydro? All we have to do is just open the gates and let more water through. So the cost of electricity is not higher at any one time of day.
Mr. Deal, you're right at 5 minutes. I'll give you another 30 seconds to wrap it up.
I will just say that I support what you do in most things. I totally oppose what you're doing on these smart meters. You need to wise up. You need to reverse course. It is going to raise the rates. So I'm calling on Commissioner Olson to be true to her word when she said she's not going to participate in anything that's going to raise the rates. This will raise the rates, Tony. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Deal. Are there any other people that would like to comment? Please raise your hand.
Commissioner Logan, real quick, can I interrupt? I show that we have two Commissioner Wolfs on the screen. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, Commissioner Wolf, can you unmute yourself?
I just want to make sure she can participate.
I had to use my phone. I'll turn off the phone, but I had to go to my phone. Oh, shucks, just a minute. Just a second.
You're going to have to put
I'm
leave
sorry.
The phone, or you're going to have an echo.
Okay. Just a second. I'm trying to cancel. I've had a difficult time. I'm just going to turn the phone off.
Okay.
I'm turning off the phone. My problem is that I could not get, I put the Outlook, the Outlook.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you could participate because you had two going. So
I am participating, but I'm having to use the iPad.
Okay, if you need anything, just feel free to give me a call, okay? I just wanted to make sure we could hear you.
Well, I tried to go back to the email and resend the information about how to connect today.
Okay.
And I couldn't even find the email. I don't know what happened to it. I went back to the calendar, tried to join through the calendar.
Okay, so let's touch base when the meeting's over. How about, okay?
Or you could just resend me the email and I can Zoom that way. But okay. I'm okay. Just
okay. To join. I'll send it to you right now. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're able to connect with us. So are there any more public comments? I'm not seeing any hand raised. So we'll move to item 3 on our consent agenda. Our consent agenda, A, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of May 4th, 2021. B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. C, consideration of certification / ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public on the consent agenda? If so, please raise your hand. I'm not seeing any comments from the public. Are there any questions or comments from you commissioners?
I have none.
I have none either.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item 4, items for individual consideration. 4A, consideration of a resolution authorizes the CEO general manager or treasurer of public utility district number 1 of Snohomish County to purchase insurance coverage from various providers for and on behalf of the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Okay. You have Jim Herling available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands raised. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I have none either. We are thoroughly briefed on this in a previous meeting, and it's unfortunate that our rates are going up, but there we are. Okay, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 4B, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO general manager or his designee to execute agreements with Census USA Incorporated for advanced metering infrastructure technology and services. I'll call for a motion.
So I have a comment. Do I wait until you call for the vote?
Yeah. Well, before that, I'll ask for questions or comments. Okay. I just need someone to move approval.
Okay. I'm not able to do that because I don't approve. Maybe, Tony, you can move approval.
I move approval. It's a formality.
Yeah. We have Jeff Pullen here to available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. First off, are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? If so, please raise your hand. I'll give a moment to see if any hands get raised in Zoom. I'm seeing no hands. So are there any questions or comments from you, Commissioner? It sounds like you have a question or comment, Commissioner Wolf.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I got out of order there. First of all, I want to say I appreciate that a lot of people have invested a ton of time, and we at the PUD have invested a lot of money already. And I support just about everything that we work on in this PUD. I support our field maintenance program that we heard about this morning, the work at Woods Creek, the fish habitat work on the Sultan River, the EV program, every bit of it, the education program, the employee surveys on their COVID experiences, the CoGen project, the bioenergy project, all of that. But I still have misgivings about this project. I do like to practice the precautionary principle, and there's so much concern now with cybersecurity, even though I know we're doing our best, but I still have concerns about it, and also the cost. So the cybersecurity, the health issues, and the cost, I'm going to have to Abstain.
Okay. Are there any other comments?
Yes, Commissioner. This is Commissioner Olson. I do have an observation on this particular award. You know, from day one on this advanced metering journey, staff has been very clear with us that due to the number of years to implement this project, the complexity, significant complexity, that as we move along with the different components, that we are offered estimates, and that recognizing that through negotiation, those numbers will realistically change. And I just wanted to commend staff on this particular recommendation to us. This is the guts and probably the most expensive item of the services that we are purchasing and equipment that we are purchasing. And I want to commend the team. They and the experts that supported them, they really sharpened their pencils on this. And I speak from somebody with a lot of background in federal and state contracting. And, you know, they came in about $4 million under estimate. And they also structured what I would call a tight contract in terms of oversight, a fixed price contract with a payment stream based on the contractor's successful completion and PUD acceptance in meeting key milestones as their work progresses. Additionally, they have set aside what I would call holdback funds. In other words, you don't do your job, we're going to be holding back these funds until you do. And also in this, it's buried a little deeper, is they've negotiated a fixed price. There's certain of these services that will extend beyond necessarily, as we do with when we're implementing any of these systems. And they've after the first 5 years, there is an ongoing service fee that is paid. And they've negotiated a ceiling on in terms of the annual index. And, you know, without those good negotiations and that those increases can eat you alive. So I just wanted to compliment staff on what I believe is a negotiation of a very complex set of contracts. I think for a price $4 million under estimate with what I think are tight controls. And as we move along, it's my expectation that the same attention will be continue to be given to different segments of the project. Thanks.
Yeah, I have some comments too, but I'm going to, they're not particular to this item before us, but I'm going to talk about it under our commission business about Connect Up. Is there any other comments, commissioners, or questions?
Commissioner Logan, this is Melissa. Can I jump in for a second?
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify, Commissioner Wolf, I don't know that you want to abstain. I believe you would just vote no for the resolution. And we can discuss that more later, too.
Well, it's because I said I have misgivings. I hope that everybody who's worked on this, and I agree with Commissioner Olson, I have the utmost respect for all the people who have worked on this. And I think, you know, it's their job. They love their jobs. They love what they're doing. But I still have misgivings. But I hope that they are right. I hope that down the road that we'll look back and we'll say, yes, it was a good path. I just feel that it is not the right path for this PUD to go to so much Wi-Fi dependent system. And so if I'm not allowed to abstain, I will vote no, but I don't want my legacy to reflect that I voted for this. So I guess I have to vote no if I don't support it.
That's correct. Abstaining would be if you had a conflict for the resolution, but it sounds like you're opposed to the resolution, so it'd be more appropriate to vote no.
Well, okay. Is it, let's see. So has Sid called for the vote?
I have not.
Could I make one comment for the record? Just wanted to clarify, it's not a Wi-Fi network. It's actually a licensed FCC spectrum. Right. There's no Wi-Fi involved. So I just wanted to be clear about that. Thank you.
And so if I may, Jeff, the FCC is relying on very, very old data on testing on humans or on living tissue, on health effects. And there is a lot of opposition to the FCC's determination of what is safe. And so that is yet to be, I think it's going to be, I think when the FCC changes, they are going to have to go back and do new research on the health effects of EMF and 5G and all of the related things. Now, maybe I just don't have enough grasp as you do, but I'm very concerned about it and also the cybersecurity issues. And I did appreciate the presentation this morning about how although we'll have much more exposure with everybody being connected, that, you know, they're doing the best they can to minimize this. So if you want to respond and clarify something for me, I'd be real happy to hear it.
I think Jeff was just making the comment regarding your comment, Commissioner Wolf, that relating the Wi-Fi to the security concerns.
Any other questions or comments, commissioners, before we vote? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item 5, our CEO General Manager report. Do you have a report for us today, John?
I do have a few things I'd like to share with the board. First off, we are scheduled for a WEC audit November 8th through November 19th of this year. The dates are subject to change, and as of now, it will be a virtual audit. The audit will cover operations and planning standards, as well as critical infrastructure protection standards. The compliance department is currently updating the internal compliance program document with lessons learned from the mock audit that we had done earlier this year. In our HR group, the non-represented job description project is well underway. Excitement is growing as managers are rolling up their sleeves and diving into a complete rewrite, not just edits, but a complete rewrite of our job descriptions to shift the focus from a list of tasks to key accountabilities and outcomes. And while the project will take some time, we know the benefits will pay off for years to come. Also in HR, the Connect Up project team, as well as members of HR and accounting teams, met with the meter readers last week to help meter readers begin to get an understanding of the Connect Up timing. Meter readers were given an overview of how the HR team will support them in transitioning to new career paths as a district as the need for meter readers decreases during and after AMI implementation. In our customer and energy services group, the cannabis industry continues to produce really strong results from our energy efficiency aspect, bolstering HVAC and commercial lighting. And 5 major projects are to be completed in the coming months. We onboarded 7 new residential trade allies across programs this month, continue to meet individually with new contractors to establish partnerships, answering questions and providing support for them as they implement our programs. Ongoing discussions with the City of Everett to partner in our income qualified community solar phase 2 project, with continued planning and increasing scope for an additional battery feasibility study grant proposal with Commerce for the same project. And customer service remains strong in providing exceptional first call resolution at 91%. Also wanted to update you on the DEI effort, diversity, equity, and inclusion effort. Our consultant was in town, Sherelle, last week and spent a half day training our DEI, our newly stood up DEI committee, and a half day with our senior managers. The DEI committee will begin meeting twice a month starting in June. DEI planning sessions were held with the district's DEI consultant to review our HR processes and help prioritize HR initiatives support the diversity and inclusion culture priorities. The HR team is combining their current focus on improving the employee experience with the diversity and inclusion goal that all employees feel valued and welcomed and are treated with dignity and respect. Over the coming months, the HR team will collaborate with the executive leadership team and other district employees on our HR strategy to align with the DEI work. A DEI update will be provided to the board at the June 1st commission meeting. July 1st is the day we will begin reopening our offices to additional employees. This date does not represent a full return to pre-pandemic normal within our facilities. We are not planning for many employees to return to the offices on that day, but rather July 1 is the beginning of a transition to our new normal. We want to make this a safe transition for all. And as part of this transition, we will be phasing out some of the programs that were offered to support our teams during the pandemic. Effective July 1st, pandemic leave will officially come to an end. With last week's announcements from the CDC and Governor Inslee, there are no changes to the district's COVID-19 policy. We are waiting for guidance from the state and our County Department of Health and LNI before we make changes to the district's policies regarding masking, social distancing, and our contact tracing process. District leadership continues to work on a transition plan in a way that is safe and healthy for all. And our clerk staff has been working with IT, facilities, and others over the last several months to discuss options on continuing the Zoom option during commission meetings once we are back to meeting in person. Staff will provide more information to the board at the June 1st commission meeting for a further discussion. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, commissioners, on John's report?
Well, I just applaud all the good things that are happening right now. And I think that the work on DEI and also the surveying of the employees about their experiences with COVID and their preferences going forward, I think all of that is very positive.
Yeah, the team has done a great job. Thank you for those comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is item 6, commission business, 6A commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
I don't have anything much. I mean, we had quite a few meetings last week that were virtual, but I don't think they're unique. I mean, they're just routine PPC meetings and NWPPA and so forth, and PNUC.
Mr. Olson, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. So I have something, commissioners, I wanted to bring up and discuss with you. So I've been reflecting on our last many conversations about our Connect Up project. And as a body, we've been very focused on the cost. But based on presentations we've received, the project cost seemed to be coming in on average, as we would expect. For example, in our last meeting, one portion came in $6.4 million under budget and another $1.1 million over budget. I'm confident that staff have good controls in place to bring the project in on budget and date, and we have no reason to believe otherwise. Controlling cost is very important. It's very important to all of us. It's very important to me. And we should budget carefully and continue to monitor all costs, not just on this project. But with Connect Up, I feel we have an even more important role, which is to focus on our customers' experience. We are one of the prime connections to the customers. The success of this project will ultimately be determined by our ratepayers' experiences, including do they understand the benefits for their household? Examples are programs that can save them money, bills that arrive at convenient times, and improved outage response. Do they understand the benefits for all customers? Connect Up is our path to 100% clean energy, helping us avoid building new generation. Are they excited about the project? Or are they angry or confused by the project? Did their meter installation go smoothly? Was their interaction with the installers positive? We're working on behalf of our ratepayer customers to ensure that the value proposition of our utility serves our customers well. Connect Up is a major project and one that has great potential to provide better service and a more positive experience for our customers. I encourage us to focus our energies on ensuring the positive experience of our customers. And on a similar vein, I encourage both of you and John and his leadership team to participate in our new pilot programs if we qualify. We should experience firsthand the programs that consumers customers might be signing up for in the future. I hope to participate in the time of day pilot, which I think will challenge customers, but has great potential for savings. Thank you. Next, we have 6B, our Commissioner event calendar. Are there any changes to the event calendar, Commissioners?
I have none.
Mr. Olson, do you have any?
Oh, no. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. My mouse died. next is item C, our 2021 budget forecast and major project status report, April results. Sarah Bond is available to answer any question. The board's at towards the very end of our packet. Is there any questions about the report, Commissioners?
Nope, I have none.
I have none either. It's a great report, and it seems like we're about on track, and I know it's sort of early in the year, too.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Olson, can you give me just a second?
Sure.
Because I had some highlighted things, but I never know if it's just for me or if I had a question. Just a sec here.
Yeah, well, my iPad's also sort of shut down, so I've got to figure out where we are in here.
All right. I don't have any questions, no.
Okay. Well, next is item 7, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar, Commissioner?
Are we still planning to have our workshop on cybersecurity in September?
It's not a workshop, it'd be executive session.
Executive session, thank you.
So that would not go on our calendar.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Anything else about our governance planning calendar? Okay. Is there any further business to come before the board today? So hearing none, it is now 2:02 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned. Please stay healthy, everyone.